Has Musica Secreta unearthed music that was in recent years unplayed or unpublished? Have you dug things up?
Oh, yes, we have.
Mostly. That's what we mostly do. I wouldn't say that we've necessarily always been the primary researchers. In fact, right from the word go, we've had a very close relationship with academics to be able to perform music that they have unearthed. And now we've got our own resident boffin, it's even better.
Part of the repertoire that we've been working on recently it existed only in manuscript for many years, and in fact has only been published in the last 3 years. It was part of a jealously guarded repertoire to go along with the jealously guarded ensemble of Alfonso II d'Este, who was the Duke of Ferrara in the late 16th century. And he had the very first group of professional female singers working for him, ostensibly employed as ladies-in-waiting of his wife and of his sister, but really they were there at the court to be his private musical harem, if you will, and he would only allow very few people to listen with him. He would be in a room that was smaller than this one, that only had room for the performers and say three or four members of an audience, select audience, and he would listen to them perform for 4 or 5 hours a night. And some of their repertoire was just the repertoire of standard publications, but he did also have some music that was reserved for only his ears and his guests, that has been preserved in manuscript and has only very recently been published. And some of this repertoire is I have transcribed as well, and we've put it to use and put it on disc.
It's very special. Secret music.
Our group means, Musica Secreta, was the name of his private secret music.
Isn't that a wonderful story?
Now we'll hear Lusaccio Lusacci's Troppo Ben Puo.